This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stacio. Health-related headlines this time of year warn of the spread of flu and outbreaks of measles, but there is a lesser-known epidemic inside the nation's hospitals. Every year, tens of thousands of nursing staff suffer debilitating back and arm injuries on the job. NPR's Investigations Unit has examined how these healthcare professionals are injured while lifting and moving patients. Their reporting indicates that hospitals could reduce the rate of injuries dramatically if administrators chose to invest the time and money. The third part of NPR's investigative series will be heard on All Things Considered later today. It focuses on one of the best-known hospitals in North Carolina, Mission Hospital in Asheville. NPR correspondent Daniel Zwerdling led the investigation and joins me now. Hello, Danny.
Hey, Frank.
You focused at least part of your story on Mission Hospital, but I know this is happening all over the country. Tell us what the problem is.
It is. And when I first started getting into this, I thought, all right, so nursing staff in hospitals have a very high rate of back and arm injuries, but, you know, it's probably not that big a deal, right? They sprain their back, they go home for a day or two and come back to work. And in some cases, that's true. But what I found was really shocking. I talked to nurses, nursing staff, nursing assistants all across the country, from Florida and Pennsylvania to Washington State and California. And what I found is that in many cases, these injuries completely change their lives. Now, you know, when you think about what nursing staff does, you know, they take your blood pressure, right? They monitor your vital signs. But it's also a really physical job. They're constantly helping adjust you in bed, turn you over, help you get into the wheelchair, get back into bed. And studies have shown that this puts huge stresses on their backs. So, for instance, I interviewed a young man, 30-something, Eduardo at a Kaiser hospital in California, big, strong guy, you know, big, burly arms. He injured his back so badly, moving patients day after day, hour after hour, that when his kids come running to him, you know, four-year-olds, daddy, daddy, to pick him up, he cannot pick them up because his back is so injured. And I talked to a nurse. I spent a lot of time with a former nurse at Mission Hospital. And she's really a perfect case. Terry Cawthorn. One morning, she was assigned to help a woman who just had a cesarean section move from the gurney to the bed, something nurses do thousands of times every year. And suddenly, Terry says she felt hot tar. I mean, the feeling of hot tar run down her back. And I want to play you a clip here because Terry said by the time she drove home, by the time she got to the top of their driveway, she could hardly move. Here's Terry and her husband, Tucker.
I went up the hill, opened the car door, and she could not get herself out of the car. So I wedged myself under her legs and her back, and I eased her out of the car as best I could. And I carried her down the sidewalk into the house, laid her down on the floor.
And it's your birthday.
It's my birthday. There's this beautiful bouquet of flowers on the table. I can see the birthday cake all trimmed out in pink, my favorite color. And I'm just on the floor, in tears, in so much pain.
That's Terry Cawthorn and her husband, Tucker. Terry, a nurse from Mission Hospital in Asheville, Danny. So tell us more about that case.
Well, she ended up having one of those ghastly back surgeries, I forget the exact phrase right now, but, you know, where they put these long, horrible screws in your back and basically build a cage around your spine. Yeah, I went to the Ohio State University in Columbus, Ohio. They have something there called the Spine Research Institute, and they've done these amazing studies to show exactly why nursing staff get hurt and how to protect them. This laboratory used to do research mainly for people like the auto industry. You know, automobile makers would come to them and say, hey, help us figure out how to reduce back injuries on the assembly line. And then public health officials in Washington State went to the laboratory some years ago and they said, could you please study nursing staff? Because we're seeing a lot of them getting injured here in Washington. And it's really a concern. So what the laboratory does is they put this artificial spine they invented, and they did it to me. They put it on my back. They hooked me up to 20 sophisticated sensors. And then they put nursing staff through a series of, you know, normal paces, helping the patient sit up in bed, get to the wheelchair, go to the bathroom, et cetera. And what they found is that even nursing staff who are well-trained, you know, bend your knees, keep your back straight, that the magnitude of the forces on their spines is so great that, and here, listen to this, here's the conclusion, there is no safe way for nursing staff to move patients manually the way they have been taught for hundreds of years and still are being taught in hospitals and nursing schools across the country.
But Danny, you talk about research that goes way back to the auto industry and whether they're doing it for their employees or whether they're doing it to reduce, you know, to save costs for them. Whatever the reason, the research goes way back, and the equipment certainly is available, or is it not, to help out in these cases?
It is available. And so one of the big questions we had was, so why are most hospitals, and this is what everybody in the hospital industry told me, most hospitals are not taking aggressive steps to deal with these injuries. So why not? Okay, Frank, for a moment, pretend that you're a hospital executive. Mm-hmm. Think of the huge numbers of very expensive priorities you have to deal with. You have to reduce hospital-acquired infections. Some of them are on the rise, and that can cost millions of dollars. You have to, the law says you have to computerize all your records. That can cost millions of dollars. Every other day, some doctor, some surgeon comes to you, you know, one of your stars, and says, hey, there's this new piece of laser equipment we need. And Frank, you and I as patients hope that the hospital gets it, right, because we want the best care possible. So anyway, there's, you know, they don't have endless money, and so then on the management table comes up, but what about protecting nurses' backs? Well, people in the hospital industry, and they don't like to talk about this publicly, but people in the hospital industry said to me, the truth is, and everyone has known this for, you know, decades, nursing staff are low down on the hierarchy. Because of historical reasons, maybe it's because 90% of nursing staff are women. But the truth is they do not have much clout in most hospitals when it comes to how do we spend our money. And that brings me to mission. I decided with all that as a backdrop that I've just said, I wanted to look at one hospital in detail to see how were managers treating injured employees and try to find out why. And we went after, we looked in detail at Mission in Asheville because we happened to get an unusual inside glimpse at this hospital's culture. We got court documents. We got internal emails among some of the top officials at Mission. I was able to interview members of the medical staff. And what we found out was, and this is the hospital where Terry Cawthorn got injured, what we found out was officials over and over again told injured nurses and other injured staff, you weren't injured on the job, so we don't have to pay workers' compensation or medical bills for you.
I am talking with investigative Danny Zwerdling today on the state of things. His investigative report on injuries in hospitals owing to mostly to lifting, the work done by nursing staff, is available, and we're playing it all this week on All Things Considered. Danny, you talked to Terry Cawthorn in the suggestion that, oh, that didn't happen here. It happened somewhere else. In fact, Terry Cawthorn got fired, and you talked to her about that. I want to play this clip, and we can talk about it in a second. Let's listen.
Okay.
They actually saved themselves the postage and brought the paper that I was let go.
I want to get the timing right. You are literally lying in the hospital room 2 days after major back surgery.
Right.
Someone from Mission Hospital comes to your room and gives you the paperwork saying, goodbye, your job is finished.
Yeah. I was so emotionally destroyed. Nursing's not just a job. That's who you are.
Danny, how common is Terry Cawthorn's story?
In terms of her injury, it's shockingly common. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, which is part of the Labor Department, shows that nurses and nursing, when you look at the five occupations in America that suffer the most back injuries, nursing assistants and registered nurses are among the top five. Nursing assistants and what people used to call orderlies, now we call them patient care technicians, their rates of injuries are roughly three times as high as construction workers. So this is very common. In terms of how the hospital treated Terry Cawthorn, I can't say how common it is because it's very hard to get deep inside the hospital's culture. And as I say, I was able to do that admission only because I was able to get all kinds of court documents and internal emails. And the internal email showed that the doctor who ran the employee staff clinic warned top officials at the hospital over and over again over years, "We are mistreating injured employees, such as Terry Cawthorn, by insisting that they weren't injured on the job, and therefore we don't have to pay workers' compensation." And he was basically brushed off. Now, so the next question is, so why would officials at a hospital like Mission treat injured employees this way? And nobody can get into the minds of those officials. But I talked to worker comp experts, people who used to be judges, you know, state judges on worker compensation courts, because every state has a workers' comp court. And they said, look, typically when a hospital doesn't want to acknowledge workers' injuries, it has to do with money, because every cent that you pay an injured worker for the time off because of their injury or because, you know, or for medical bills, that's a penny you cannot spend on another business priority.
Well, Danny, and I know you talked to Dr. Ron Paulus at Mission Hospital, and I just want to, because we're about out of time, but I do want to hear what he had to say when you talked to the head of the hospital.
Let me say
whatever
briefly
is the truth or not the truth about all this different stuff. Staff injuries, from the standpoint of first the humanity of that injury, these are family members, part of our team, but also because we want people to be productive and effective. So, yes, these are very important.
Danny, I'm going to have to say goodbye to you right now because we're going to take a break, but I know we can hear more on your series on All Things Considered. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks so much. Hope you all tune in tonight.
Correspondent Danny Swartling led the NPR investigation into nursing injuries. You can hear more of the details on Mission Hospital on All Things Considered later today. Just ahead, a filmmaker seeks to show the realities of the conflict in the Middle East on the State of Things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Stay tuned.